తపస్సునగా కేవలము తల కింద పెట్టి కాళ్ళు పైకి పెట్టడం లేక కేవలం కఠినమైనటువంటి యొక్క శిక్షణలో మనం మునగటం ఇలాంటిది తపస్సు అననేది.
Tapas should not be confused with simply standing with one's head upside down or undergoing severe penance and difficulties.
Sarvasanga parityagai kevalam aranyamunandu cheri aakulanamulu meeyuchu edo oka vidhamainatundi deekshana pettadame tapasu kaaneradu.
Giving up everything, going into a forest, living on herbs and leaves, that cannot be called tapas.
Manomakkayamulu trikada suddhiga chesukovatame tapasu yokka antaraatmam.
To be able to get your mind, your thought, your word and your deed, make them clear and rid them of all impurity, that should be called tapas.
Kanuka motta motta mana manasunu parishuddhi parchukune nimittamai kontha satsangamu cherali.
The first stage, that is to clear up your mind, your thoughts, you have to join some kind of satsang or good company.
Vakunu pavitramu nerchukune nimittamai kontha sadgandamulu patinchali.
To be able to make your word pure, you have to read some good books.
Inka kaya ritulo satkarmalu aacharinchali.
In the third stage, you have to do some good work.
Kanukani indulo manam cheyavalsinatundi kaya ritiga manchi pani, vaaku ritiga manchi vaaku, manasu ritiga manchi talampu, ee moodu talampulu yokka sammelanni tapasu yokka antaratmam.
With your body doing good work, with your mind having good thoughts, and with your mouth uttering good words, these are the three good aspects of tapas.
Dinini puraskarinchukoni manasekam vachasekam karmanyekam mahatmanam manas anyat vachas anyat karman anyat duratmanam ani kodunu prabodhinchaaru.
It is in this context we have been told that if thought is one, word is the same thing and deed is also the same thing. If there is a harmony between thought, word and deed, you become a great man. If there is disharmony between thought, word and deed, thought is one thing, word is yet another, deed is still another, then you become a bad man.